Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live chat room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses with me.
So this is going to be quite an adventure, eh?
The show's just about to begin.
John Matlin on TNT Radio.
It is a brand new year here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the John Matlin Show. We record live in front of a pub here on Staten Island, Castleton Corners Pub. Right now we have to my left, Bartholomew. He is, what would you say about your knowledge of politics if you were to judge yourself, good sir?
I know as much as a snail.
Okay, so that adds some texture to the show because we have somebody who doesn't really fancy themselves a person who pays attention to politics, and he may or may not have one dose of mRNA coursing through his blood. To my further left, we have Jeff Pfaff, made famous by Politics with Pfaff. What would you say your knowledge is with politics?
Very passive. I don't know anything about politics.
He's such a BS artist. So
it's that meme when you have the brain exploding into different levels. He's that top level.
He's the top level. Yeah. All right.
Metahuman. You're a metahuman when it comes to politics.
So we're going to start with a recap of this, what you're listening to right now. Medical freedom and all mandates. So that's my stupid voice.
And all.
So that was yesterday when we, the people, were in Albany yelling at politicians, and we were standing up for medical freedom. There was a bunch of different lobbyist groups there. I was reporting live there for TNT Radio. Jeff, you were there?
Yes, I was. It was a very good event. Got to lobby and yell at some politicians who do nothing, usually. And I never even knew this, but every Tuesday in Albany, they have people come in just like that Tuesday, and so that's good to know. I didn't
really?
Know that.
Yes, so that's a thing that occurs every Tuesday?
Yeah, I think three times a month.
Well, outside of the fact that yesterday was the state of the state here in New York, and of course, when they had to leave and they had to exit, there was the big issue that Hochul wasn't going to walk through that crowd.
I knew that she was going to go out a side exit. That's obvious, especially with every protester, every group there was against her. There was a housing group. I guess they wanted free rent, no more rent.
Yes.
And
housing is a human right. You just belong. If you're on Earth, you get a house.
Yeah, it was one of the guys, Novikov, his campaign manager, said, yeah, it's weird on Tuesdays because you have the socialists, the Democratic socialists with the anti-mandate group all yelling at Hochul, democracy at work.
Yes, that was one thing after I did my news hit at 2:10 p.m. on Joe Hoff's show on TNT. So he's the founder of the Gateway Pundit. I went and I got myself a Red Bull. As you know, to get to Albany, it takes what, almost 3 hours and change?
Yeah, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's without any form of traffic. So we had a ride. We had a hike in the morning, me and Jeff. And I went and get a Red Bull, and I noticed that everyone from the housing group is chanting, "Fire Hochul." And I looked one of them right in the eyes. We made eye contact, and I said, "The one thing that me and you will always agree on, she's got to go." And everyone was like, "Yes!" So there is some common sense there. Now we're going to touch with Bartholomew on how do you feel Governor Hochul's been doing here in this fine state?
I don't like her.
But see, now, somebody that doesn't know politics, you still know that. Why do you know that? What have you felt?
She's got a devious look in her eye.
So it's just by the look?
Yeah, I sense it.
That's sexist, Otto.
It's a snail's intuition.
So that is very interesting. That means if she was, say, 40 and had double D's and was hot, you'd vote for her on default because you might like the way she looks?
No. She got the devious look in her eye. I wouldn't vote for deviants.
Evil, John!
So
evil!
How about this? Same exact setup. Same exact setup, does everything the same, doesn't look like, what did you say, deviant?
Yes.
Yes, she looks like an angel.
Looks like an angel? But well, then that would fool me.
Easily fooled. See, this is the problem. It's the fooled
voter.
When you're
not paying attention, you fall for everything.
Ugh. So overall, it was a good day. We met a bunch of politicians in passing, yelled at them. Some of them got letters signed by like McCullough, Robert Malone. It was definitely something that they're going to have to answer to the more that this is going up. Because if you look at it right now, the died suddenly factor is exploding exponentially. Young people, middle-aged people. Today, a model died that was famous in the 90s. Anyone know the name out there? The famous supermodel?
It's not Jenny McCarthy, is it?
No, she was never a famous supermodel. She was more of a famous floozy. Different different levels to the game.
Yeah.
So this has been happening more and more often. We've watched athletes go down, Old Dominion, NCAA. We've watched 16-year-old playing flag football pass away, 18-year-old MMA fighter, like a prodigy coming up, died December 26th, I believe. It's getting out of control.
Yeah, actually, before COVID, there was only 29 heart incidents with all football, soccer in Europe, all of it. This year, post-COVID, it's 1,500. So that is
16. I've heard
1,600 up from 29. Yes. That's an insane jump. Insane. It's obvious that we know what it's causing it.
But you know what? It's not obvious because I read a tweet before from somebody that publishes among a lot of different things. One of them being, of course, the WAPO, Washington Post. Now, she said, we're at a very strange point in history that people are on the anti-vax side, of course, anti-vax, but on that side say that the reason there's so many people dying is because of the vaccine. The other people saying, no, the reason that you need to get it is because it's safe and effective and it will stop this. And that each are on a polar opposite side. And I responded, however, there's young people dying at a record rate and there is a shot involved. So what was the difference? Are we going to go on the statement? Somebody else said to me that until there's proof, I will not believe this. That was a tweet I received. Until there is proof, I will not believe that this is involved with the shot. That's ridiculous, and you're just making an assumption. And I said, sir, they fooled you into agreeing to the assumption that it was safe and effective when it wasn't. It was censored drastically. These are all things that are wildly proven at this point that things were censored. The only switch here is that people took the shot. So if they can fool you on that, if you're going to say it's being foolish to say that it's a vaccine, then be fooled again. Bart, you're easily fooled. Tell us about how you feel about this whole shot thing.
This whole shot thing?
Well, give us your...
You mean the COVID vaccine?
Yes, give us your run about it.
Well, a vaccine is supposed to make you stop getting a virus, and that shot doesn't stop anybody from getting a virus.
Well, when you got that one dose, what happened to you in a few moments?
Oh, but nothing. It didn't affect me at all, but like in terms of side effects. But within a week, I actually caught COVID naturally. And that's when I was like, well, I'm not getting the second shot because I got the real thing. Why would I get a quote-unquote vaccine for an infection that I get naturally? I got the real deal. Like the COVID vaccine COVID's what it wants to be when it grows up, and it never grew up, and it never will. But if you get the real thing, you don't need that stupid shot.
This is exactly it. Bart has just proven what he said when he came on, that he doesn't pay attention. He trusted what the agencies were saying, so they said this will prevent you from getting it. But he also knows enough science to say, well, clearly I didn't have the second shot, got COVID. I don't need the second shot. And he didn't go into the, well, it's safe and effective, and I have to do it because everyone's saying I have to do it. You evaded it. You
I
literally evaded
the whole thing. I said I'm a snail, not a sheep.
It was the S that confused me.
I think Pfizer is very upset that you didn't take their second dose, sort of.
And I wasn't part of their profit margin.
So at the end of this whole thing, okay, that it's being censored. It has been being censored. Now we know more, and we're going to continue to learn more about this whole process of how people from the pharma companies themselves were involved. And they're, before that, they were with the FDA, and they're the ones that are asking things like Facebook to censor people like Tucker Carlson and all of that. If that doesn't say something to you, if it doesn't say something to you that the mayor of New York City was You could have all that eating his burger. You're telling me I could get vaccinated. I could have this burger and fries and they're going to pay you and they're censoring it. And the federal government doesn't have to take it to be in Congress. What in the world are we doing with these mandates? So that is one of the things we were fighting yesterday in Albany. We were saying no to bills that let 14-year-olds make their choices of what vaccines they get without talking to their parents. It's like, oh, little Tommy went to school today, came home and he got the flu shot in one arm, the COVID shot in the other arm, and HPV in the forearm, and he mainlined some polio vaccine. And you can't be a part of that. Little Tommy is in full control. Is that normal? What would anyone, do you think that's normal, Jeff?
No, I don't think it's normal. I saw a YouTube clip this morning of Neil deGrasse Tyson, the physicist. Even they brought up the numbers I brought up about the soccer players.
Okay.
Even after that, he still said the mandates were justified, even after all that, because it's easier to convince someone. Wait, I forgot the saying, but it's hard to convince people that have been fooled to admit they've been fooled.
Correct.
It's impossible.
Humility is lost. People can't actually say, I've been duped, I was wrong. A lot of people will hold on to that. And even like, I go to Twitter because now I'm so heavily involved with tweeting and having these debates in the global town square. When I'm wrong and I know I'm wrong and somebody's proven it, I go, my bad. I didn't know that. And the first thing, even though they're on the opposite side and they're very angry and they hate me because I'm a Republican or whatever else, they actually say to me, I can't believe you admitted that you were wrong. And that says something. Bart, you have something?
Yes, I do. I have the quote that Jeff was trying to think of.
Yes.
And that quote is by a man named Mark Twain. And Mr. Twain said, the truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie.
Yes.
That's it.
I believe that was what we were trying to say.
Yes.
Yes.
Wisdom
the
for Mark Twain.
Is a mind reader.
That is an art that's lost. And it's our job. Now, yesterday, there was this whole big debate that happened in Senator Andrew Lanza's office between New York du jour and Senator Lanza. And I was trying to play peacekeeper in the middle. I got like, I was in a rock in a hard space. But in the end, he goes, the way through this is to talk to people. You're not going to win everyone over, but if every three people, you win one, or every five people, you win one, the tide will eventually turn. And that's the thing that occurs in politics in the United States. You have to win minds. And it's not easy because people, he said, I stood up and I fought against these mandates. They called me a racist. They called me a bigot because they said black people would be adversely affected and it wouldn't be proportionate. And I was killing black people. That's what they went with against me. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, holy crap, but this man has been fighting that. And everyone has to do that. I said that here in this bar when I gave a speech. We all have to become agents of winning over minds. And the information's everywhere. You can pull up things from Project Veritas where Pfizer employees are admitting that some of these things might be pulled out of the market. They're looking at hard issues. Is this, that, and the other thing? This has been the craziest PSYOP in history, or at least the craziest to the point that we know because of technology. It was able to go so vast. When you say, like, how did things happen in Nazi Germany or other crimes against humanity in the past or genocides that have happened? How can you win people's minds to do such evil crap? And the answer is,
you convince them they're doing something good and righteous.
That's it. And now with social media, the network it's in everyone's hands. The algorithms have them addicted to it. The companies are making the money. The government's involved in censoring and procuring a whole entire system for people to learn to upload to their brains. And then you have people walking around going, it is safe and effective. I am saving people's lives by taking this. You want people to die. And it's because of your politics. And how crazy we've gotten. We're watching people fall and get cardiac arrest and all these other things. And it seems to be since the uptick of more and more stuff that has been pushed to the market, like the boosters and stuff. So if there is correlation, and if you ask me, there's definitely correlation, and it will eventually be 100% scientifically proven. And if there is, it's happening with this rollout, if you ask me, because the uptick is through the roof since October, November, when Died Suddenly came out.
Yeah, and that's funny. You just showed me something before we came on the air here about the Moderna CEO.
Yes.
Now he's going to be pushing an mRNA vaccine to fix the heart problems caused by the first mRNA vaccine. So they created a problem, and now they offer the solution. Fascism.
That is it. And then what will come along with that? And does that wipe the slate clean for everybody? Oh, I have an enlarged heart. I have cardiac issues. I'm blowing clots left and right. And now I have the cure. So what's another lipid nanoparticle between me and a friend?
I can't fathom being one of those people that got myocarditis allegedly from the vaccine, and then it's going to go crawl to get another vaccine to fix their myocarditis from the first one. It's like, and these people exist, and it's insane.
I'm gonna cut you for 1 second. So we are going to take a quick break. If everybody that's listening, drop some questions into the chat, and we will definitely be following up on that, if not this episode, clearly, but next episode. So stay tuned. This is TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Joe Hoft.
We're seeing Brazil go through the same experience that the U.S. did. I saw a great piece this morning coming out of Brazil, and they show this picture, and you can see this event for Lula, the radical socialist former criminal behind bars who was let out by communists that took over their Supreme Court, who've really, through strict and absolute fascism, have shut down that country. They've done a massive takeover of Brazil. It's now becoming socialist, not due to the people wanting it, but due to the communists taking it over and doing so. We're one step away of communism worldwide. We're one step away, and that's where we are today. And if you think things are easy now or hard now, you wait. You wait till these commies take over. You say one thing out of line. You look bad one way. Your picture will be everywhere. Somebody just doesn't have to like you and you're gone. You will be gone. Life means nothing to these people. It's nothing. Humans are just things that need to be used to make these elites' lives better.
Joe Hoft on TNT Radio.
Wokeness is infiltrating churches, and people don't really know what's hitting them.
Critical race theory assumes that racism is everywhere, it is in everything. These ideologies have crept into the church.
I have grown up with this invisible kind of bag of privilege.
And I know, as a white pastor, I have blind spots.
Reparations fits into the scope of the gospel.
It's a racist worldview. You're swimming in reason.
The social justice warriors say, if you're white, you are racist. And if you say that you are not a racist, then you have to be a white supremacist.
I see within evangelicalism today an attack on the very gospel itself.
Social justice doesn't have to do with justice, it has to do with Marxism.
Wokeness is now the dominant academic paradigm on many university and college campuses.
Many of our Christian universities have fallen prey.
I went to an all-black school, raised in a black context. Everything was oppression. White people are racist, cops can't be trusted, and this world is not for us, it's against us. We felt like the government owed us. I have a family, I have children, and I don't have a job. I was just, it was at the darkest point in my life.
Because I was white, would we have to divorce and separate due to my skin color?
Christianity enables people to find forgiveness and redemption. However, Marxism is completely vindictive.
There is no redeemer and there is no redemption in the religion of anti-racism.
I believe that the evangelical church today is going to have to make a decision. Are we going to submit to the culture, or are we going to remain true to the faith and take the consequences?
How the left is stealing your church. The invasion of the gospel of woke at salemnow.com.
May I have your attention, please?
John Matlin on TNT Radio.
Woo! Welcome back from break. This is Block B, Hour 1. Woo! All right, so we were talking about that Moderna has announced, as per the Gateway Pundit, that they are going to be pushing out a new mRNA vaccine that helps grow heart vessels that have died from whatever they have died from. I wonder what. Tell me what. So Frank has joined. Frank is also on the panel now. He's got a wonderful beer in his hand. Yeah. So if you're watching, or I'm sorry, listening from around the world, we are out there having a good time right now in party land. So
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. How many weeks did you make it, Frank?
At least 52.
That's about 52 straight weeks on a Wednesday. And he took a sabbatical for like the past two. So that's going to be interesting. Frank's back. We're going to have to get another 52 weeks out of him. But yeah, so right now we are watching the fall of COVID mandates. So what I mean by that is the military has dropped everything. And at first they weren't sure. This is how our conglomerate of Department of Defense works. They weren't sure if it was going to apply to the National Guard, but now I'm hearing that it is, and it is, and it does, and they weren't, but it was, but it is. So now the mandates are starting to fall in certain areas. Attorney Mike Yoder today put up a whole post about it saying, you know what? Why am I going to just say what he said when I can play it? So he put up a post today, and he was talking about how the whole entire change was more than just the lawmakers. It was the pressure from lawyers and the lawsuits they brought. So this is his take, and it's pretty interesting. So here we go.
All right, guys, real quick, I just want to cover this once more. The military is the most difficult body of plaintiffs to bring a lawsuit against the government. You have to exhaust all your intramilitary remedies first. The case has to be ripe. You have to have a justiciable claim. You have to get it into the court, and you have to beat the entire narrative. It's one of the most difficult, nearly impossible classes of plaintiffs to win with. But 34 lawyers out of 1.3 million were able to do that. And we did it as quick as possible. So when everyone's looking at Congress as if they did something, just remember how many people in Congress can you actually trust? And if you're going to thank someone, thank the 33 other lawyers that are on that list, because they're the ones that fought relentlessly for our service, no one else.
So there you go. So there's been so many different cases that have occurred that if you look at it, it's more than just the lawmakers, the different things that are put into the bills. They were getting taken by every angle, and they knew that eventually they could not hold. And that's what continually going after these mandates does, with protesting, lawsuits, people holding out. And it's what happened with healthcare workers here. They were the first on the cut in New York that they were saying, as a healthcare worker, Governor Hochul came out with her plastic face and said, as a healthcare worker, you have to get the vaccine booster or you're going to get fired like they did the first time. But enough people held the line. And that's with the fact that people caved. So people were caving in the several days going beforehand. Yet they held the line that they knew they would shut down every hospital if that was the case. And they had to back off. And again, I have to talk about the elephant in the room. NYSNA, the nursing union in New York, came out and said that there was 20,000 nurses that were infected in the month of January 2022 when everybody was fully vaccinated and Omicron swept through the hospital. And they said, okay, you don't have to wait 14 days anymore. It's only five because no one's here. We fired everyone and everyone that complied has COVID and we can't run our hospital. And then they were trying to make them take a booster. The madness is astronomical if you really think about it. So the lawsuits, all these different attacks that everyone has come up with in their own way and which way they dedicate themselves to. Mine was running for Congress like a psychopath, going against the system. Other people are trying to file things like New York du jour, whether that will work or not. I mean, that's going to be seen when they take Eric Adams to court. If I was a betting man, think it's going to get dismissed. I don't want it to, but I think it's going to get dismissed. That's the gray area that Lanza was talking about. But I like watching politicians squirm. Were you there for any of the servings yesterday or no?
No, I don't think I was. For the du jour ones, I know we were going around earlier with different letters for that cat was...
Yes, that was not du jour. Yeah, that was... That,
I know that had nothing to do with du jour, so... No, I only saw the tail end of the Lanza thing. And like he was saying, it's hard. You can't get someone because they think they're doing the right thing. In court, their argument, no, I was just following the science. So there's a gray area.
Listen, if you're going to do the mayor's voice, the science is clear. I am a goddamn idiot. That's my Eric Adams impersonation.
That's pretty good. Not as good as Mike, but
listen. I don't claim to be the best impersonator, but I do impersonate, and I do better when I impersonate the person impersonating. They break the system for me. It's a weird thing, but I digress. Frank, what is your take on where we're headed in this fight? Do you think that we are making good headway, or is it going way too slow? And do you think we're going to stall?
I think we're making a lot of headway because the narrative's collapsing with all of the people suddenly dropping dead in their 20s, 30s, and 40s for unexplained reasons.
Yeah, and censoring. We're finding out all that stuff about censoring. How long have you been shadow banned? You've been on social media, and I'm sure you find that anything you share has a tag on it and no one sees it. We're all feeling that. How long have you been on that proverbial crap list?
For as long as I've been on social media, you know, everyone's warned when they follow me, whether they want to follow me.
You have the warning. I don't even have the warning.
You don't have the warning.
No. You know what the thing is? I play politics with them. Everything I do, if I go really hard, I source everything. That way, if there's ever a chance that I can sue or anything like that, I'll literally have bubbles pop up on the video, which we've seen, where if I'm like talking about the actual statistics, I quote it all because I know that they're trying to do this. I know they're trying to. Rachel's slinging drinks in the back. When were you finally able to be tagged? Scream it out.
That's not screaming, kid.
Like two weeks ago? Like very, very recently.
I could not tag Rachel for like a year and a half. Yeah. Like she was gone. She was grayed out. She didn't exist. But now she's somewhat back.
It's possible that you'll be able to tag me, and then the minute I put something they don't like, no one can tag me again for another year and a half. So like, they give me an inch and then they just take it away really, really quickly.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed with Rachel, because there was one day I was able to tag you, then I couldn't tag you, and a month later I could tag you. But before that, a year and a half of absolute your account. So let me paint a picture for Rachel's account. She's got about 16,000, 17,000 followers or something along those lines, and she gets like 3 likes here and there when she makes them angry. And I'm like, I feel bad because I know that I'm so shadow banned, and I feel like I'm pissing in the wind. I'm like, I'm going to piss somebody off. I start peeing, the wind gusts, and it blows my piss all over me. Rachel literally is in an insane asylum. She's yelling at padded walls at this point, and they're going to just say, there's no such thing as shadow banning or throttle down. So like, that's some BS that we've all had to witness. But with what's happening with Twitter, the things that are coming out, there's more and more of a chance that things can change, and change it must, because here we go. The iPhone came out. It was announced. The day it was announced was January 9th, 2007, 16 years and some odd days ago. The world effing changed, ladies and gentlemen. There was no more, when I get home, I'm going to check my Facebook and browse. There was no more, it's late night and maybe I'll hit the old Pornhub. No, no. Now it's in the palm of your friggin' hand and it's become, that was a good one. I know where you're going with that, along with the other apparatus hanging from So Nancy's in the audience making jokes out there.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Get your mind out of the gutter, mate. So we're watching how the world progressed in the past 16 years. So in the past 16 years, I want Bart to tell me, if this was 2007, would you have a flip phone? One of those flip phones with the antenna that came out.
Motorola Razr.
You had a razor?
I had a razor.
No crap. I didn't know that about you, Bart. So, 2007, we were talking, if you wanted to go online, what did you do?
Well, I held out. I did not get an iPhone 1 or 2 or even 3. I held out for a long time.
I went on my HP laptop.
HP laptop.
Quad core.
What about you?
I had a BlackBerry. I was cool and getting the internet way before 2007 on my phone.
Now,
but
here we go.
BlackBerry only had certain features and certain accessibility with the internet. So it's not like now, but yeah, I could get emails, check a website. It would take, you know, 10 minutes for a website to load with 3G. But hey, but now it's people are with convenience, they are being tracked. And that's why when people are like, oh, there's microchips in the vaccine, I was like, why? You carry it around willingly.
Like Tom McDonald would say, you have a tracking device in your pocket. So that is interesting. What did you do to go online, Frank, in 2007 and before?
You know, I had a laptop as well. I had a flip phone I held out for probably longer than anyone else, probably till 2013 or so.
Okay, so you waited out.
Yeah.
All right, so I, in 2007, when all of this craze was happening, I said, I don't want an Apple device. I was so anti-Apple in my earlier years. It was crazy, and I went and got a Samsung Blackjack. And now, fun fact about John Matlin, at one time, I thought I was going to be an actor. And I went for an audition right after I got out of X-ray school, and it was for the Samsung Blackjack, and I had to sing a song, and I'm going to do it right now. And so it was based off of The Clash, Rock the Cash Box, right? So they were doing a commercial. You could Google this right now. It's Singular, the company. Remember that? Anyone remember Singular cell phone? Yeah.
Precursor to AT&T.
That's right. AT&T got bought, became Singular. Singular then turned into AT&T because of name recognition or whatever, what have you. And so I went in and I was 21, and thank God I never made that field because they probably would have made me drink baby's blood. But I digress. I go in and I had to sing the version, and it's I sing, the sheep really don't like it. Rock the cat box, rock the cat box. And then they go, I think it's cash box. And they were like, cash box, cat box, Casbah. They have this whole debate. That's a commercial. You could YouTube it. I didn't get the role, obviously, because my arse is not in that commercial. However, my one and only actual like main real audition. And from there, I wanted to get that device because it looked really cool. And I was like, oh, I was part of that, like the history of that commercial. So the cell phone was almost like a BlackBerry. It could go on Facebook to some degree and you could write little statuses, but garbage, didn't really have signal. There was no Wi-Fi in public buildings everywhere. So I would just leave it in my locker at work. And other people got the Apple. The Apple did not have third-party apps. Does anybody remember that? Keith McElarney has entered the establishment. So you guys should clap for Keith. He's a national treasure. Max Public House for life. Now, I like that everyone goes, so what was Max Public House? Keith's like, I'm Mac. So back to cell phones. So when this all happened, the world changed, and it changed in a way that has destroyed the mental health of the population, has warped the newer generations and the next generation at this rate, the 5-year-olds, the 7-year-olds. To quote Conor McGregor, those people are straight F-O-O-K-E-D, fooked. That's not a curse, I can say it. And now, the reality is, they are, though. They are growing up in a world where they're going to start getting bombarded from Chinese state media via TikTok that it's normal to have OnlyFans act like a thought. The whole entire moral fiber in this world is falling apart. And they always said the way to cancel everything out is to basically remove God. Anyone want to weigh in on that? Jeff? Anyone? Anyone?
What, removing God?
Yeah, because there's an attack on God right now. And
yeah,
morals.
Of course there is. Because God, if you have faith in God, you don't need faith in government. Because God transcends government and people. So we are governed by man, and God trans. They want you, because it also unifies
Come on, spit it out. He's struggling. This.
Yeah, well, yeah, they want to keep you weak, and also religion puts emphasis on family, and again, that's why they attack the nuclear family, because they know without family, you have more dependence on the government, and they want you begging for your sustenance. They don't want you doing it yourself. They don't want entrepreneurial spirit. They don't want any of that. They do want to be your
they
god.
They do want to be your god.
Right? Yeah, actually, yeah, that's one quote. That's actually one thing that I was trying to think of. The big divide, I think, is people who think they are God and people who believe in God. If you think you're capable of making all these plans from an ivory tower, you are a fascist, in my opinion.
Listen, you make good points. Frank, give me 30 seconds, and then I'm going to take walk us out to break.
Okay, well, I have to agree with what Jeff said. The government wants to be God. They don't want us to trust in God. They want to us to trust in the government. They want to destroy the family unit. They're destroying social norms, genders, for instance, and they also want us to trust the medical establishment and the pharmaceutical companies instead of God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's Bart, we're going to get your take on this as an outsider from somebody that's not following politics, but we're going to do that after the break. So everybody, weigh in on the chat room. You know, if you missed any of these episodes as well or any other content on TNT Radio, we are on every major podcast that you can find, any provider. So hit that up. We will be right back after this break. And we will hear Bart's take on this, and we're going to continue down the line of topics because we have a whole line of topics.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
I will confess I don't know much about the police in the UK. I grew up in New York, and I'm a former NYPD PBA Man of the Year, probably the greatest honor I've ever received. But I've always been under the impression that cops are underpaid, and there never seems to be enough money to remedy that or to provide police departments and the officers with all that's needed to be as safe and effective as possible. So imagine my surprise when I saw this headline on FoxNews.com. UK police forces spend thousands on rainbow cars and flags supporting LGBT community. So who knew that in the UK, police across the country were so well-funded that they could afford to spend $80,000 on this merchandise between 2019 and 2022? Reportedly, the South Wales Police Force was the biggest spender, forking over roughly $29,000 for rainbow-themed shirts and badges, pens, whistles, flags, water bottles, you name it. What's next? Well, maybe the police won't help you unless you worship the rainbow and prove it. Sounds crazy, huh? So is this whole story. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
John Matlin.
Where a live show is in progress.
On today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for Block C, as in cranberry. So before we get into to Bartholomew's take on religion in this and the government, I do want to say the interesting thing for the people out there listening is we have quite a group that comes here. Not the most normal of group, I would say. But we have quite a group. And our friend, our dear friend Will, has an emotional support scorpion, and I'm not BSing you. No, you're not 100%. He showed up with a terrarium, a tank with crickets and a scorpion, and I'm legit staring at it right now. So if I do perish in a strange bar incident, it's probably due to a scorpion-related sting. Find Will. All right, Bart, we were talking about this whole take about religion and if they're trying to decimate it. What is your take on religion and what's happening right now?
Well, I know I said I'm a snail, but I'm about to turn into a scorpion.
Oh, he's identifying as a scorpion now.
Well, I've always dreamed of a good government. By the people, for the people, the way it should be. That's not the way it is, unfortunately. I'd love to remove the corrupt people in the government that have ruined government.
We could agree with that.
And if I could walk in there with my scorpion claws, I would behead them all. And then, because I would love to work in government and do it right. I've always felt like I should.
Jeff, honestly. I'm going to just have Jeff butt in here. We've had these talks with you over lots of sangria and eating and drinking. What is your take on Bart and his way of ruling the people?
Oh, he's a fascist.
legit. Now, he's... See, you have so tell us about your dream vision and then about how religion plays into this.
My dream vision is a reaction against the corruption of the current government. So I see how corrupt it is and I say, well, the only way for me to do it right is to start my own island to become a dictator and be the most wonderful dictator who hugs everyone and is just
you know that if
soul.
I can ask but Adolf Hitler if he was a great man and a good dictator, homie would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so this is that now, gray area when you're the all-powerful.
I know, but it's a pipe dream. I know that it's not possible to be a dictator and actually make it work, but that's my reaction against the current government. It's like...
Absolute
because
power
I know,
corrupts, absolutely.
I know the purity of my heart.
See, he knows. Will.
I wouldn't kill anybody who broke the law of Bartopia. They would just get deported back to America. That's their punishment. Then nobody gets killed, you know?
But nobody gets punished for breaking the law right now.
Yeah.
Where it took us.
Yeah.
Correct. So maybe you need a really nice dictator to punch some people in the face and bring back some law and order. It's just a fantasy.
Is religion allowed in Bartopia?
Of course. You find your own path to God. It's you and God is a personal thing. You decide your connection to God, and you walk your own religious path. There's absolutely... No one-way highway.
I know one thing, the Sauter government, government will mandate psilocybin.
Correct. I haven't thought this through completely, but the one true Bartopia mandate is everybody needs to drink at least 4 glasses of water a day because there's not one person on earth that shouldn't be hydrated.
Are you deporting me if I choose not to drink water?
If after like multiple infractions, we'll have to have a sit down and discuss it. You might go back to America where you could dehydrate and piss yellow all you want. But in Bartopia, everybody's hydrated because there's nobody that can say that it's unhealthy to be hydrated. That's the only rule I got.
Microcosm, I'll take it, and we'll go with this because we had here in New York, we had Bloomberg. Yeah, there you go. Bloomberg, take away the big gulps, take away the sugar. Sugar tax next. Then there's the text message tax they wanted to do in California. You have to understand, it starts as we're doing this for you, but then they're doing the taking away the soda for you because the soda is going to kill you. It's not healthy. And we're going to get to that. That is on my topic. Believe you me, we're going to talk about stoves. Come and take it. We have food. We can't, from my understanding, we can't export our own food to other countries because our food is so messed up that other countries won't even take it. When you look at seed oils, how they extract it, they bathe it in chemicals to come out, and then they wash it and they... So we're just going to go down the line of what goes on in this world and what is acceptable.
Those countries are going to give us our dollars back, and that's it.
And then we're going to take all those dollars and give them to China. So
they're giving it back.
Yeah, and then we owe China. There's so much. There's so much about it. But let's talk about it. We just said China. Does anybody know about what is going on right now with COVID pertaining to China and their approach. So they had zero tolerance about anyone that's getting infected. They had all those lockdowns, they had those protests. But are we aware about what's going on now? Anyone? Yes. Yes, Yvonne.
There are thousands and thousands of cars in the streets with friggin' bodies on top of them, trying to get rid of all the bodies that are not COVID deaths, quote unquote, because they got no place to put them, so they're incinerating them.
So now, this is the new standpoint. It was leaked by three different officials. Of course, they didn't give their names because Xi Jinping would rip their heads off and then run them over with tanks. So it's been confirmed by three different officials that the new standard is if you test positive and you don't go to work, you're supposed to go to work now. You're supposed to go and spread it. They said whoever dies, dies. And this is the way to get natural immunity. This is how many years too late. And they've gone through their own China virus, China vaccine, who did God knows what. There's belief that it activated old viruses within your body, including original strains, Delta, that is white out on the lungs. It's spreading like wildfire and viciously. And they opened their borders and said, everyone go travel. So at this point, we're at this strange place that there's a full 180 and they went from full lockdown to everyone get it. And if he dies, he dies. That's the standard we're at. Tommy Bryce has entered the building. Crematories are up. So what do you take, Jeff? Let's say, what's your take on this new China approach?
China. Well, this was they were locked out for what, a year almost? More, almost 2 years.
Welded into their apartments.
Welded into their apartments, and they thought, oh, we'll get rid of COVID. The second they opened it up, it spread like wildfire because COVID has animal repositories, so it's always going to go back to the animals, mutate, and come back to avoid the vaccinated people. So it's going to adapt. They knew this, but they had to make money. They had to make, Big Pharma had to make their money.
Bart, how do you feel about the new China approach?
There ain't no greed in Bartopia.
So what does that mean? What do you? So
back
there a
to
lockdown?
America with you.
You're gonna export them?
Any greed? No greed in Bartopia.
We're not talking about greed. We're talking about
too many shots.
Do you lock down, or do you open it and just let it spread? And if they die, they die.
I'm a big herd immunity type guy.
You fashion yourself a herd immunist?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So in Sawtopia, is there forced vaccines of any kind?
No, you take it at your own risk, at your discretion, if you want to. That's it. It'll be available for you if you want it. Nobody's being forced to take it. You're not losing your job over it. None of that.
Are the non-working vaccines even available, though?
Huh?
So the
non-working
vaccines, are they available?
Yeah.
So you would make a vaccine
but
that doesn't work?
This is the
no,
problem.
No, I wouldn't make a vaccine that doesn't work.
Well, he wouldn't make it, or do you... Tell me,
I'm too drunk to be talking to you.
I can't. So I think that the point here would be that, and as he says it, Rachel's coming over with another drink. Some would say she's trying to kill Bart tonight, and some would be right. He's a dead man. He took two double tequila shots. This is how it's done. Oh my God, she's feeding him. I can't. So, like Frank, what is your take on the new China approach with? Well, everything's open. Go to work. And if you don't go to work, we're not going to pay you. And if you die, you die.
I think it works.
It's not. I don't think it's wrong.
I think they should have tried it 2 years ago.
Right, exactly. They should have never did.
As long as they close their borders.
Close their borders. But they expect it to be 2 months. That is what they expect. It will run its course and there will be full herd immunity in 2 months. So we went from 2 weeks to slow the curve to 3 years, and in China now it's 3 years plus some failed vaccines and 2 months to slow the curve by you all still get it and you may not pass go and you may not collect $200. So it's very interesting how things have changed over the course of the past couple of years, but we're going to jump into a topic that's very hot right now. Some would say it might be gas powered. Before we have me talk, I'm going to give you a little clip of it from the one, the only, one of the best publications of all time. I'm joking, CNN.
Gas stoves could soon get 86th from kitchens across the country going forward. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner is considering a ban on the appliances for new builds. It says those appliances can be a source of indoor pollution, sometimes linked to childhood asthma.
So there's a study out last month which found indoor gas stove use and the pollutants that come with it are tied to an increased risk of asthma in children. CNN chief climate correspondent Bill Ware is here. So people are up in arms over this.
13% risk. So now we're very, very worried about what could happen, what the science is. So somehow we've all made it through our lives with gas stoves, but now it's ruining the environment. In New York, they already have done this. There's going to be no more natural gas hookups starting in 2027, I believe. They're ahead of the 2030 agenda. Somebody has got to lead the way. So everything's electric. We have a grid that on a 94 degree day, there's rolling brownouts, and they want you to have New York City covered in electric cars, plugged into the walls. They want you to have your stove electric. Everything's electric, no gas. And they think that they're going to be able to handle that. Mind you, right now, they burn fossil fuels to create our electricity in vast amounts, the vast majority. How does this make sense? I give you the floor, Jeff. How does it make sense? Make sense of that.
Everyone listening, go on to Google and Google Congo cobalt mines and see how all this clean energy is being funded. It's being funded by slave labor of people of color in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and people like, I'm a fan of them, but Elon Musk sources his cobalt, which is essential for making electric car batteries and lithium ion, all from these areas. And what's
no? Everyone's laughing. Oh, Bart is literally just chugging drink without a hand. So listen, we always need some sort of comedy person on the panel.
That's me.
So this
will there be stoves in Bartville?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't there be stoves in Bartopia?
Bartopia.
You've insulted him a little bit.
You can choose your own energy, any energy you want.
Oh, this is a land of opportunity and choice, as long as you drink water. Otherwise, to
drink those four glasses of water.
Otherwise, to the U.S. with you.
Do we get to choose our gender?
We're gonna get into gender. Do not keep skipping. We're on ovens right now, and my oven identifies as electric, so I have no problem. Frank, what's your take on this whole entire attack on the oven and the natural gas hookups?
It's all a scam. It's all about control. Especially with the vehicles, these electric vehicles don't work. You know, it's all about control.
Well, you look at what happened in Texas. It got uncharacteristically cold. Because global warming changed to climate change, because the warming thing wasn't working out when places like Texas are frozen solid. So they change the branding and they re-upload the messaging, and the people out there that float around with the iPhone creation, the devices in their hand, they go to their TV at night, they put the suction cup on their head like Batman Forever with Jim Carrey, where the Riddler goes, look, we could just upload things to their head. And now they're looking, they go, oh my God, It's climate change, and it's the Republicans' fault, and the polar bears. Now, fun, interesting fact. I had a environmental guy that was one of the trailblazers in protecting the environment, and he was like, I got out of that business from where I was because it became about money, and it didn't become about reality. It came about lobbyist groups, was never about reality. The polar bear population, according to him, is thriving right now. So when we see the things on TV of the lonely polar bear looking for fish, and he has no one around him, he said, what you're seeing is the end of season before they go hibernate. There's There's a vast amount of polar bears compared to where they were. They were protected because people were hunting them. There's like a whole entire thing about it. And they utilized it to pull the strings. And I realized we are trained as humans to hate our own species, because once you do that, you're willing to sacrifice everything that goes into quality of life and the pursuit of happiness so you can be a global citizen and a steward of the environment. I'll get rid of my stove. We have people right now online that never thought about this in their entire lives, begging for people to get rid of their stoves. And if you don't, it's because you're a damn Republican.
Well, I always say liberals are the real racists, and they are from their ivory tower telling the developing world that you can't have what we had. You can't have an industrial revolution because of climate change, because they want to go in there and extract the resources from these countries to make themselves wealthy. And it's just that, it's that simple. I sound like about to say workers of the world unite, but you know, that's not me.
Yeah,
but,
we've watched a lot of things change. We've watched the people that claim that they're not racist show the most racist qualities. We've watched the people that were anti-war fight for war now. We've watched a lot of things change. And when you are indoctrinated all day with propaganda, you don't realize it changed. But we are going to take a quick break. We will be back for hour number two on the flip side. This is the John Matlin Show. This is TNT Radio. See you after this quick break.